Thank you, Madam President. Good afternoon, colleagues. Madam President, we share our concern regarding the absence of consensus for these plenary meetings. But be as it may, I would like to share some points with you and the rest of the distinguished members. Madam President, the Islamic Republic of Iran is following the ongoing conflicts between Russia and Ukraine with grave concern. We reiterate our principled position regarding the need for peaceful settlement of disputes in accordance with international law and underline the need for full respect by all parties for the well-established provisions of the United Nations Charter, international law, including international humanitarian law. We emphasize that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be fully respected, and safety and security of all civilians must be guaranteed. Madam President, in order to find long-term and sustainable solutions to such crises, it is necessary to address their root causes. The current complexity in the fragile region of Eastern Europe have been exacerbated by the provocative actions and decisions by the US and NATO expansion. One cannot have security at the cost of other states' insecurity. Madam President, wars and destructions inflicted on civilian lives and infrastructures are not acceptable wherever they occur. The Islamic Republic of Iran calls for urgent cessation of hostilities and the escalation of tensions in the current conflict. In this regard, Iran underlines the essentiality of dialogue to address issues of concerns to all sides, leading to long-lasting results. My government continues to call for a comprehensive, peaceful, and sustainable resolutions of the current conflict, including an immediate ceasefire and a start of dialogue, as well as provision of humanitarian assistance to the people in need. I thank you, Madam President.